Accession number 17183, Roman Halter, reel 17.
He stayed in Hotel Kempinski, and I invited him to my hotel, which was a two-star hotel. He came that night with his daughter, and he said, "You stay in such a flea bit, a two-star hotel." So I reminded him that we stayed in Auschwitz-Birkenau, Stutthof, which had no star rating at all. Anyway, it brought him sort of to earth. But it was very useful. We sat down and talked, and he knew so much more about Lodz Ghetto because he belonged to the top echelon of the people. And he related some of his experiences. Well, I didn't find him too sympathetic. I remember him as a youth, and I was rather afraid of him. And we communicate very occasionally because I feel there's no wavelength. The years that we have been apart separated us even further. He is fairly well off in Israel. He has a penthouse in Netanya and a house in Tel Aviv. But as a human being, I don't think he has the right values that I respect. And so, with Mrs. Fuchs, there is a tremendous understanding. I sent her various things. I sent her a lovely tartan blanket so she can cover herself up after siestas, which is a pure wool. And she sent me a Dresdner Stolle for Christmas, which with sugar. I cannot eat it, but my children enjoyed it, my grandchildren did. It was such a heavy thing to send a parcel for this lady. I felt rather sorry. So from time to time, I sent her money or I sent her different parcels. But it's quite important to keep in touch. And she has the photographs of my children and grandchildren on the wall. And together with this diploma, this certificate given to her by Yad Vashem, righteous amongst the nations, she received that. And because she's so old and she couldn't travel to Jerusalem to get it, the ambassador, together with the mayor of Dresden, came and presented to her, and she was honored that way. And she has that next to her beloved husband, Kurt.
Did you have anything to do with that? You know, the right, her
Yes, I went and made the deposition in Yad Vashem, so that she started to say what she did and how she helped us. And then the panel at Yad Vashem considers whether that she should be honored as righteous amongst the nations, and they thought yes. And she's very proud of it. This means quite a lot to her.
Have you ever returned to your home in Poland since you returned after the end of the war? Have you been back sort of more recently?
Not recently, no. I went back there in 1957. And not since then. Some of my children want to go back to, that I should take them back. They would like to see it. But at present, I haven't got the stamina, the strength, really, of mind and body to face it. Because to me, both my town and certain other parts of Poland are very sad places. And I don't know whether I could subject myself to it. I have to think about it further.
Well, Roman, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your experiences in the Holocaust and your reflections on your experiences. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope this will lead to a better and safer and saner world. And I'm very much with the Imperial War Museum for doing that place that will remember the Holocaust and the Shoah, because the education of that period is so important to young people who be leaders, who be honorable citizens, who bring up children, families, and they, I hope, will know that we have to live in harmony, all of us, no matter in which country, and be decent, fine people. Whenever we can, we should help one another. And never such a thing should be done to anyone. But I think I am hopeful that the awareness is growing, and I think that a better world is coming and is going to come.
That's a very optimistic note to end on. And thank you very much, Raymond. Thank you.
One little aspect. When I met Mrs. Fuchs before she arrived from Israel, and we sat and talked, and that was in the restaurant. She was enjoying her fish, her mashed potatoes, mashed broccoli there. And I said, you are now 88, and when you think back to what you have done, and you've paid so dearly, you've lost your husband because of us. He was shot. Would you do it again? So she said, oh yes, I have not changed as a human being. I regret that I have lost my dear Kurt. But both he and I were fully convinced that what we have done the right thing and we should have done. And she said, what surprises me that many German people who are as noble and as big-hearted, she said, if I can call myself noble, besides, haven't done this. We have to do these things. And she said, I will do it over and over and over again. I have absolutely no regrets. So I was really moved. I was moved to tears. And I said, you know, this is wonderful. I should ask you to accept perhaps a glass of wine. So we click glasses. I said, water would do. So we filled the carafes with water and we drank to this.
How important it must have been for you at the end of the war to have had that kindness.
Yes, the war didn't end when she took me in. I mean, that was quite an extraordinary thing.
Yes.
And one knew that any little move, if she's found out, that would be the end of them. And yet people are so tremendously courageous to do this. That's why I'm, when I say towards the end, I am hopeful. I am, because it's that occasional individual, that occasional person who makes a difference, that makes all the difference.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
That's it.
That's it.